Flaming Network, an online network aimed at setting men on fire through the media sphere.
With Jesus' joy in your hand, with a clapping and a standing ovation, welcome with me a man of grace, a colossus of grace, Dr. Cosmas Maduka. Give him a warm welcome.
God bless you all. Let's start with a song I consider my national anthem. He is my everything. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything. Both great and small, he gave his life for me, makes everything new. He is my everything. Now what about you? Is it your everything? He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything. Both great and small. He gave his life for me. Makes everything new. He is my everything. Now what about you? Our dear great and eternal Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. Lord, that's my testimony, Lord, before this audience this morning, Father, that you are my everything. You are my all in all. For in you I have my being, in you I dwell, in you I walk. And I testify before every one of them that without you I couldn't be anything. It's you, oh God, who bestowed your favor upon 16 elements that matters nothing. Lord God Almighty, and invite us to come and share the personal life of Jesus Christ, to be a partaker of your divine nature. Lord, there are billions of people moving in the face of this earth, but your grace bypassed quite a number of them and kissed our heart. Father, we are reporting for duty, Lord, in the next 45 minutes or an hour, whatever it is, Lord, I pray that intelligent the mind of Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, will drop down here, Lord. Touch individual hearts, Lord. Give a sign, a witness to somebody that from today, their life will be completely transformed. And these people that are under my voice will be a true witness of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. It's with great joy that I stand before you this morning. Incidentally, I have a very limited time to say a few things to you. And I want you to quickly open your scripture and let's go to business this morning. I want to read on the book of Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 8. It's a scripture that is very dear to my heart also. And I want you to pay attention and give me your undivided attention this morning. Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 8. And he spake a parable unto them, to this wise, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint, saying, there was a city, a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but after a while, he said to himself, though I fear not God, nor regarded men, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? I want you also to open the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. It's a popular scripture that any Bible scholar should know. Unfortunately, is that quite a number of us don't obey it. Rather, we live in reverse of that scripture. But let's look at it and hear what we are instructed there to do. Matthew 6 from verse 33. It said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Before we pray, I still want to read, sing in hymn 92. Very few songs there. If I finish, we can close. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, can I be quick to answer thee? Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, can I be, quickly send me. Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling, who will go and walk for me today, who will bring to me the lost and dying, who will point to them the narrow way. Church, what do you say? Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, can I be weak to answer thee? Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, can I will answer? Lord, send me. Be in the prayer mood now. When the coal of fire touched the prophet, making him as pure can be. When the voice of God say, who go for us? Then he quickly answer, here am I. What do you say? Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Woo! Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Woo! Speak and I will answer. Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Church, listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten, sister, to the rescue. We create answer, Master, here am I. Is that your commitment today? Speak, my Lord. Woo! God, speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me. Soon the time of reaping will be over. Soon we gather to the harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his praise chant, well done. Not well said, well done. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer them. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Woo! Speak and I will answer. Lord, send me. Dear Heavenly Father, we've come before your throne of mercy in your presence this morning. Lord, I ask you to speak, Lord. One word from you will make all the difference. Lord, all the things we have been saying will not matter. Let one word come from you. Lord, let us hear from our theophany today so that we can leave this meeting a different people, Lord. I pray, oh God, we are about to discuss about you. Whenever you are discussed about, you always appear in the midst of the people. Lord, I remember those disciples on their way to Emmaus. These are what supposed to be disciples, Lord. But they were backsliding. They were going back. They were having a pity spirit. They thought they wasted their life following you. But Lord, it was like the evening time. The hour we are living in it in our own day. Oh God, they were going back, backsliding. But they started discussing about you and you join in the conversation. Oh Heavenly Father, you never sympathize with men's pity spirit. You always point the people back to the Bible. You ask them, what is this thing you are discussing and you are sorrowful? What is this thing that you are giving a pity spirit among you? They begin to rebuke you. They say, are you a new man in town? You didn't know what happened. This man we wasted all our life following, we thought is the man who would have redeemed us from the hand of the leadership of the Romans. He the wicked soldiers took and crucified. Oh, and not even this. Some of her disciples went to the tomb and made us astonished, saying they look for him and it's not there that is risen. Father, you begin to point them back to the word. You didn't sympathize with them. You asked them, what did the scripture said concerning him? Let's go back to the Bible. What is the hour? What is the season that is upon us? You pointed them back to the word. And when it was an evening time, because you are a gentle Holy Spirit, you never force yourself on anybody. You behave like you are still going away. You wanted to check their attitude. Because attitude is not just an ordinary word. Attitude is an action word. Attitude can open door and close it. But Lord, they had a good attitude. They said, please be with us. Please don't go. Our heart warmed up while you are speaking to us. And by the time you get into the room, they brought you the bread to be broken. And the scripture recorded by the breaking of the bread, their eyes pop open and they knew it was you before you vanish in their sight. And when that service was all over, they said, "Did not our heart burn within us as he yet spoke to us in the way?" Dear Heavenly Father, I pray, by the time this service is all over, by the time this weekend is all over, let everybody that have been here or those under my voice speak to themselves and saying, "They're not our heart born within us." We want to see you in your power of resurrection. Oh God, make yourself real to human beings, Father, that your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, quickly. We don't have much time. I have only 35 minutes left from the thing I'm seeing in my favor, but regrettably, I cannot do otherwise. I like to pray, and that's the way I like to start. So if I have finished praying and the time was over, then we will go. I want to take a title on the thought I have this morning, and I title it, "You Will Never Fulfill Your Vision Without Prayers." You can note it down. You will never fulfill your vision without prayer. Prayer is such an important subject in the life of a Christian that William Branham said, prayer is the thing that opened up all the mysteries of God to him. Prayer is such an important thing in our life that we can't do without it. It's the key that opens up the mysteries of God. If prayer is that important, why don't we pray? Why is it that you go to a church that is like 5,000 people and on the day of a prayer meeting, you only meet like 500 people or even 250 people? And they said that those people, they call them intercessor. Where did you read this in the Bible? If prayer is that important, why don't the whole 5,000 people come? You go to a church on a Sunday morning, the church is filled. You come to a prayer meeting, you find very few, scanty number of people. They think prayer are for people who are jobless, people who have so much time, elderly people who have nowhere to go. They have to come for prayer meeting. But I'm here to dismantle that unbelief this morning to tell you that the most important thing that open up the mysteries of God and going to turn your life around is prayer. Now, if prayer is that important, why are we not praying? Many of us do not pray because we have prayed and we get tired. Simply that we don't get the result. You say, "Why am I going to dare to pray? I've been praying. It is something I'm saying. I've said this for 10 years. Nothing happened, and you are still telling me, let's go back to the same place." We don't say it, but we get tired. And that's why prayer has not become exciting to us as it should be. But I'm here to testify. I'm here to let you know that I'm a witness of the power of prayer. Hallelujah. And I want to show you that if you can learn the secret in prayer, then your life will not be as complicated as you think it is. You will appreciate life in its simplicity. I want to take a title. Perseverance is the key to being successful. Perseverance. Nobody in life that amounted to anything that did not persevere in the things they want to do. You just not just focus on it, but you don't take no for an answer. You cannot accept any explanation. You are focused. Nobody can stop you until that thing happens. Hallelujah! Perseverance is what it takes to be successful in life. Inspiration for today is pay the price and take responsibility. That is a price to pay. If anybody tell you that God will put you in one pipe and remove you to the other pipe and call you an overcomer. The person has lied to you. There is a price to pay. You got to take action. You got to be responsible. You got to be responsible in life. We are living in an age of irresponsibility where people throw constraint away and blame every other person around them but themselves. That is an evil spirit that is in our own generation. Nobody stands in this arena that has not paid the price. People like the stages, but if you tell them the price is required to stand there, they tell you, please keep it. But I'm telling you that there's something in you that can pay that price. God put something in you. You are not a product of chance. You are not an accident. But there is something you have our generations are waiting for. There's something God deposited in you that we are here to receive. Every one of you is gifted, including the ones with impediment of sight. There's nothing you require outside of yourself. God made you complete and you are beautiful. All you need to do is to look inward and see what God put in you that you are going to serve your generation. If you are going to be successful in life, you are going to be intentional about it. It's a journey of a voyage. Sometimes it's a journey of a personal journey. It's not a group revelation. It's not something you do with a crowd. It's you being intentional of what you want to do. You got to ask yourself hard questions. Nobody is going to answer those questions, but you are going to break those questions and answer them by yourself. I want to be a doctor. Your analytic thinking kick in. How? How? Will you use mouth to be a doctor? I'm an Igbo man. We have an adage in our village. They said, you don't take mouth to put fish in the soup. You need money to do that. So, how? You need to answer the question yourself. You're not looking for your dad to answer it for you. To be a doctor, you need to be good in 5 science subjects. You need to be good in English. You need to be good in extra marks. You need to be good in biology. You need to be good in chemistry. You didn't have it. That's not the problem. But you're identifying those problems. Once you identify them, solution is going to be there. Hallelujah! Because if God gives you a vision, to prove that God gives you a vision, the person that gives you vision always makes provision. God never gives a vision without provision. Hallelujah! Amen! My subject for 20 minutes teaching is the power of planning for your future. You got to plan for your future. It doesn't happen by accident. Go and check. Anybody there's no person I knew that won lottery that maintained the wealth of that lottery for more than 2 years or 3 years. It vanishes away. But if you are intentional and God took you from a young child and grew you up in the things you want to do, then you will see how the rest will be. Because we don't have time, I have a thought that I've written down that is 50-something pages. I'm just reading the title and I have only 20 minutes to go. So let me just share a little testimony with you. For those of you who may not know me, and by the time we finish this testimony, I'm going to call young people between the age of 15 to 25 to come out here and pray for them. Church, listen to me. You make yourself when you are young. Those of you who are 20 years are very important for today. You are very important for tomorrow. 2023 is your years. If you want to somersault, learn to somersault before you turn 20. If you try it at 25, you have a spinal cord injury. Go and check. Statistics prove that 86% of the successful people on earth, whether in the spiritual or in the natural, all became between the age of 12 and 28. By 30, you're already at the borderline. But there is still chance for you if you are 30. If you are 40 years old here, you got to know that some of the things you think is important, they do not matter anymore because time is running out on you. So, I want to share a little testimony. The person standing before you here is the least capable among every one of you that is here. That's why I am a true witness. I'm not speaking from intellectual conception. I am talking to you on the things I touch, the things I feel, the things I practicalize. Hallelujah! But I'm sharing 48 years experience with you this time. I turned 64 on December 24. Yes, even though I look like a young man, but some of you, I could be your dad. But listen to my story. If there's one person here who have good reason, good one, not to be successful in life, I am the one. If you like, we throw the challenge. I would like to know if there's anybody here who lost his father at the age of 4 and never go beyond the four-corner wall you call school, elementary 3. Please stand up so that I know I have a second person who identify with me. I stopped in school till today. I've never gone beyond the four-corner wall, what they call elementary 3. My father died when I was 4 years. Life gave me no chance, no opportunity to become anything. So when you are about to complain, please listen. Because I'm trying to teach you the principle. Principles are laws. Laws are hidden in the word of God. If you obey that law, you will get the result. You will get the result. It works consistently. God never gave you another law and walked by the same another law. Psalm 138 verse 2. He said, I set my word above my name. God is saying, if I cannot fulfill my word, I lose my right of being God. I was 4 years after the death of my father. The best thing I knew of my father was the death of his funeral. It was like a festival. Soon after that, my mother called me and stared me into the eye and said, Cosmas, you better believe in God and believe in yourself. My mother told me I can go places that no door will close before me. She was my angel. Like a little boy, I believed my mother, because between the age of 5 and 2, you are living in a millennium. Millennium is where everything is possible. If you promise a child that is 2 years old or 4 years old that you are going to buy him a aeroplane, he's not thinking, how are you going to buy it? You just came back in the evening and say, where's my aeroplane? Because he believed everything you told him. That's how God wants us to believe him. That's why he said, if we are going to receive this word, we have to come like a little child. But you need to come with that openness of mind where you don't question God, where you don't use your human thoughts. I believe my mother. The death of my father introduced so many things in my life. Hardship. It was not long. Nigeria Civil War broke out. You know, I was a very small boy. You know, the Nigerian troop comes and throw bomb. I've been in the bucket where the next person to me died. We had to get trees put in the house to look like a bush. Before, in the front of our house, we have a bunker. My mother was a Catholic, a devoted Catholic. She would gather us early in the morning to pray Catholic rosary. This Bible you are looking for had 4 books of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. William Branham said that a godly mother is the 5th gospel, because the mother is the first pastor of the house. It's the women that are godly mother that makes the difference in the life of people. My mother taught me at a younger age how to pray. When I was 6 years, they told us that Mary came to Fatima and visited 3 children. I went to the bush to pray. If Mary can go to Fatima, I believe she can come to Newi. I do not want second-hand religion. I do not want the God of my mother. I want to witness God in his saving grace. There are so many painted fire that is going on today. Let nobody paint fire for you. Because if you are frozen and you are frozen to death, and somebody go to the wall and paint a fire on it and ask you to stay by it, a painted fire cannot warm you up. You need a real fire. And I am here to introduce you to the real fire. When you met Jesus Christ in his saving grace, in his power of resurrection, this fire is ignited in you. Unquenchable fire that nobody can talk you out of. Hallelujah! When you see the little children hawking in the street, you say they abuse. I used to be one of them. Before I turned 7, I've become a breadwinner. I go and sell for my mother. I meet an elderly woman. I say, please buy her color. The woman will say, I will not. I held her cloth. He said, why? I said, my mother said nobody says no to me because I believe my mother. He will giggle, but he doesn't know where my courage is coming from. I used to sell 2 trempan of akala before my senior brother finished selling one. So my mother discovered my entrepreneurial capability by that word that is spoken to speak to me. There is power in the world. A closed mouth is a closed heaven. Women, bless your children. No matter how long they have been, don't curse them. God bless his children. In Genesis 1:26, after he blessed them, then he made a demand on their potential. Be is an active verb. I put something in you, bring it out. There is something I deposited in you, bring it out. Are you surprised that God never gave Adam a pant? God never gave Adam a bed? God never gave Adam stool? God never gave Adam chair? He hid the chair on the tree. He hid the bed on the wood. He hid the automobile on tin ore on the mountain. Only thing God gave his children is real estate, property. Because God put Adam in the garden, Genesis 2:15, to dress it. That's why all the war and fight that the children of Israel go through is about property. But God put something in you to be able to bring it out. And Bible says, a righteous man liveth wealth for his children and children's children. Your car is not wealth. Your wealth is a real estate that you invested in. But how do we get here? We need to start with God by starting with the first foundation. By the time I was to turn 15, I was 14 years. I worked for my uncle. I slept on 88 Griffith Street at Oyinbo bus stop, where there is no fan, no air conditioner, no toilet. I was too young. My uncle would lock me up inside that store. I would have been roasted for fire. Forget about what is going wrong in your life, because adversity is nothing in your life but a refining fire that will burn out impurities in your life. For Job say, when I am dry, I shall come forth like gold, purified. Hallelujah. Amen. I live in this condition. I didn't know my ABCD, but there's one ABCD I never forgot. Before I turned 15, Daddy Joe was still a lecturer in Unilag. But they come to the dead end of Ebutemeta. Himself and Brother Kumuyi do have meeting there. And Kumuyi will have Monday service, but he himself have morning devotion before people did. One brother, Olu, introduced me to there. That was where I heard about Jesus Christ for the first time of my life. I was under 15. Young people, don't wait. Let nobody tell you you have time. Time is running out in you. The best decision you will make is to make commitment and meet this person of Jesus Christ at your younger age. I met him before I turned 15. I became a Christian. When you become a Christian and have experience with God, it revolutionizes your life. It puts you in a different pedestal from the rest of the people. Before I turned 15, I came in contact with Jesus Christ. in his saving grace, I was taught principles of the word of God, and I took them to my heart. I didn't go to school, but this is the first book I learned how to read. That's why I can close this book now, and without opening it, read you Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 7, and Romans chapter 8, Hebrews chapter 3, and Galatians chapter 3, without opening the Bible. Because this was my companion. I didn't have anything to do. This became my companion. And put me in a pedestal my generation was not. Before I turned 15, I started deciding who I want to be in my life. If you claim today that you have a vision, you got to write that vision down. Habakkuk 2:20 said, a vision is appointed to speak. Though it may tarry, but it shall most surely come to pass. Ask me, what are those things that I wrote down? Before I turned 15, I have 5 things I wanted to accomplish. Many of you don't pray because you have no written vision. So there's nothing that occupies you. There is no focus in your prayer. You just kneel down. Oh God, good morning. You know I love you. And you know I'm going to see you in the evening. You have run away. Because there's nothing there. I wrote down that I want to live in my own apartment before I turn 18. That was the first thing. Because if you have plans for your future, then you work on it. Your vision will put you in prison. You will be a prisoner to your vision. I wrote, I want to marry before I turn 20. Oh, yes! People ask me, why is that important? Because I didn't want to fool around. I don't want unwanted child. I don't want this boy girl boyfriend because it would derail the plans I have for myself. By 15, I'm already feeling like a man. So I wrote down, I want to marry before 20. That is my second vision. My third vision, I want to have a son. By 21, not a child, a son. I wrote it down. I want to own my own car. By the time I am 23, I wrote it down. And by 25, I want to be a millionaire. You are not hearing me. You better listen this morning. I took these 5 things I wrote down. I placed it on the wall, on my bed. I put it on the wall of my bed. Every day, I go out, I come back, I pray. Before I finish praying, I'll go back to my bed. I look at those things from beginning to the end. That will be the last thing I see, and I will sleep. When I sleep, I start going into dream. I see myself in Japan. I see myself running big organization. I see myself becoming the president of the company. Because Romans chapter 6 says, to whom you yield yourself, servant to obey, his servant you are to whom you obey. The problem many of you have is that you watch Nigeria home movie, too much of Nigeria home movie. You watch where they are sucking blood. You watch pornography and you want to split. Spirit come and make love to you and is strange to you. It is then you feed yourself that comes back to you. Have you read the book, The Power of Attraction? It's not voodoo. Power of Attraction is Romans 6. You create things by your thinking process. Your thought has a creative power. You bring things into your life by the way you think. I look at those things I slept. When I get up in the morning, I pray. After I pray, I go back to it. I look at it from beginning to the end, and they're all soaking in me. Then I go out. As I'm going, somebody is talking to me. You don't know what is going on in my mind. I will take you and place you in that vision. If you cannot fit in any of it, I cut you out. Hallelujah! And people say, I am too proud. I am not proud. My vision put me in prison. When people who are going nowhere in life are people who will tell you, come, let us go. Ask them, where are we going? No, they are just taking a journey. If you don't have a direction, any road can lead you where you are going. But when you are sure where you are going, you cannot follow every road. Hallelujah! Ask the person, where are we going? I take the people, I put them in that vision. If they don't fit here, if there's no way you can support it, by the grace of God, before I was 18, I served my uncle. That my uncle I told you that I live with. I slept in his shop. After 6 years or 5.5 years of apprenticeship, on Monday, I've closed our shop at Newi, and I went to Central Christian Fellowship, where we are having 3 days fasting. I started fasting for 3 days before I turned 15. We were in 3 days camping, fast meeting. My boss came. If you are an Igbo man, you know, an Igbo man, our shop is our number one religion. If we will see customer on Sunday, we will open shop. If you are talking to an Igbo man, he never listens to you. Go and lock up his shop. I'm giving you a secret. He will say, nah, come now. What is the problem? Let us settle now. What is the trouble? But as long as his shop is open, you can call for meeting 10 times. He's not going to come because he's going to shop. Everything you are saying, he's not listening to you. He wants to be in his shop. I committed a taboo. On Monday morning, I locked up my boss shop and I went to fast. When my boss came, he said, call him. He told me to come with my senior brother. In 1976, it's not 1958, 1976, my uncle counted 200 naira and gave me. I said, uncle, what is this? He said, that is your settlement capital. I said, what do I do with 200 naira? He said, whatever you like, do with it. I said, I'm not hawking bread as to say I'm going to. If I can't buy one carton of plug, do I put the plug in my head and say, buy plug, go, buy plug? He said, whatever I want to do, let me do it. Hallelujah! I was excited, not because of 200 naira. Many of you don't know, Bible say, do not neglect the beginning of a small thing. My excitement is that today I can do with my life whatever I want to do. It's not subject to my uncle. I can write my destiny. I go to church. I hear some of you sing a song. Destiny changer. Come and change my destiny. When you get there, I keep quiet. I don't want my destiny change. Because my destiny is me that make it. If I like it change, I change it myself. No man can touch your destiny. No man can destroy your destiny. That person has not been created. Your destiny is in your hand. Hallelujah. No. Whatever you want to do with your destiny, please do. You are the person who will write the history of your life. I was excited. My senior brother said, leave that and let us go. His name is Pius. I said, Pius, do you have anyone to give me when we get home? He says, no. I said, so why are you asking me to leave this? That's what I'm teaching you. Many of you neglect things. Say this small thing. It's not the small thing. It is the how you see it. It's not the small thing. It's what that small thing can be in the hand of the Lord. It's what God can do with that small thing. There is no testimony without test. If you want to have testimony, accept and be willing to go through tests so you can have something to testify. Now listen. I took the 200 naira. I have learned certain principle on the word of God. I looked my uncle eyeball to eyeball. I said, uncle, I serve you well. That's one of the things I'm teaching you, young people. Live clean, live well, so that you don't have condemnation, so you don't have contradiction in your heart. If you live clean, if you live well, you will have confidence. I told my uncle, I said, I served you well. I knew what other apprentices are doing. I never stole from you. Why are you giving me 200 naira for 6 word stewardship? What do I do with this? He said, whatever you like, do with it. I said, uncle, listen to me very carefully. I said, 5 years from today, five, go and write it down. If you heard who I am, your head will be spinning. It shook him. There are things you don't expect for a 15-year-old boy to say. He said, well, I know you will succeed. I said, thank you. That's all I needed from you. Hallelujah. And I left. I teamed up with my senior brother. We formed a company called Madaka Brothers. And we worked together. I come to Lagos with night bus, go to Leventis in Okutometa to buy motorcycle spare parts, enter another bus to join and go back to Newe. But this vision in me keep on ringing. One day, I pass Idomoto Park and I look at that building, AG Leventis building. I pointed at it. I said, one day, I'm going to make a building like this. The man by me cocked my head. Because he cannot understand that I'm entering night bus, awala awala, and I'm dreaming about age 11s. Listen to me, church. Any promise you can find in the word of God, and your mental attitude is right with it, you will live to see it come to pass. It wasn't long. I started differing with in ideology with my senior brother. He just talked about giving, sowing a seed. I came with some of my books, okay, maybe 100 or 50 copies, from Trial to Triumph, the story of Cosmas and charity, because charity is history. Now, my senior brother was interviewed and he gave the same testimony. What break our partnership is that I go to church, out of 200 naira my boss gave me, I'll put 1 naira in offering. My senior brother said, you cannot take 1 naira from our business money. I said, Pius, you drink beer. I drank Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola I drank compensated the beer you drank. So 1 naira is the minimum I will give in offering. He said, he's not ready for this, my argument. Let us separate. God's word called for total separation from every unbelief. We broke up. It's in my book. And he said that. That's how we broke up. The first money I got, I burn a horn speaker for my early morning cry. People wonder, why am I 64 being a billionaire, still evangelize on the street? Because I started it before I turned 15. And what you start as a child doesn't leave you. There's no embarrassment with it. Somebody caught me one Saturday in fish market at Makoko in Ebutemeta and put it in. On the side, it went all over the world. I drive motorbike. I do some acrobatic. People will gather, and I'll bring my Bible from the side and start telling them about. Till today, I am not embarrassed about this, because this is my life. This is what gave me life. Hallelujah. I parted way with my senior brother, and I started on my own. By 18 years, I was living in 3 bedrooms apartment of my own, not my father's house. Some of you are 25, you are still collecting pocket money from your mother. And some of you are 30, still complaining that the money dad give you is not enough. You feel truly ashamed, you should be contributing to the home. By 18, I live in 3 bedrooms apartment. The next thing is to get married. I didn't have all the money in the world, but I have a plan and a purpose. One day, a little group of us in a church singing, and the music was so good, one voice stands distinctly from all the other voice. It couldn't be swallowed in the midst of this voice. I left my left hand up. I said, Lord, I claim her in the name of Jesus Christ. Church, listen to me. Some of you may not understand what I'm saying. Some will think I'm encouraging. Sisters, you may think I'm encouraging you to marry a brother that has no job. God never gave Adam a wife without giving him a job. If a brother tell you he love me, ask him, what are you doing? He had to go get a job first If you marry a brother with no job, you are not spiritual. Thus say Cosmas Maduka. When I told my wife I want to share my life with her, he asked me, where are you taking me to? Where? That's why you need to have a vision. I shared with her. I said, by 21, this is where we will be. By 22, we will be here. By 25, we will be here. She held my hand and said, we will do it together. Amen. Young ladies, listen to me. Young sisters, listen to me. God gave Adam a wife to help Adam. A wife is a helpmate. But if you show up in a man's life, you have come to help this man. And when you come, you find out the man is doing nothing. The only thing that will be in your head is confusion. Because the man you came to help is already doing nothing. So how can you help him? And anything you do, he will build complex out of it. So, brothers, I tell you to go get something doing. If you need to carry shit, carry shit. Money never smell shit. You never give anybody money. Say, is this, did you carry it from cheat? No. You got to get a job. Don't stay where your wife feed you. It's the worst place you can be. But listen to me. My wife joined me. And we begin to work together. I took her to altar on September 23rd, 1978. I turned 20 on December 24th that day. The first vision accomplished. I got married under 20 years. So I've been married for over 44 years. Yes! I can be the father of many of you. Now, I complete the first vision. I marked it. My senior brother never got married. In the Igbo tradition, the first son get married. But this is not a classroom work. I am already came from the culture of heaven. So I'm not following the culture of the earth. I break the earthly culture by the standard of heaven. Hallelujah! I got a wife before 20. The next thing is to have a son. A man can make love to his wife. It's God's duty to bring a child. God knows that these two babies cannot be making baby. So he closed the womb and wait for us to get ready. My first son came at 26 years old, but I pursued other vision. I was 22. I passed Old Ocaload by Mandela's building. I saw Passat car wagon, blue color, with 3,000 kilometers. I negotiated it and closed the deal. I own a car before 23. The second vision accomplished. I pursue other one. I'm going to end now because you need to listen, church. Joel 2:28 say in the last day, the Holy Spirit will come upon people and it will affect them differently. Young men will see visions. Their eyes will be open. They can see. Young men will prophesy. Elderly men will dream. What is different between a dream and a vision? The old men dream what they wish could have happened. But they are too old now. So that thing they are dreaming about cannot happen in their own generation. So they are too old to make it a vision. So the old man need to look for a young man he can adopt and share that vision with him so that that young man will make that vision a dream. Hallelujah! So when this thing come upon me, I share it with my wife. One day, I was traveling. My wife was in the front of my car. My mother was at the back. And this thing come upon me. I was 23. I said, hey! Time is running out on me. My mother said, what is the problem? I said, 2 more years, I need to be a millionaire. My mother said, Cosmas! I answer, ma. He called me for the second time. When your wife starts giving you seat in your house and say, Papa, bon boy, sit down. You know there's trouble. When my mother called me like that, I knew there was trouble. He said, please, let's go this journey in peace. I said, Mom, what is the problem? He said, this your boasting turned my stomach. I said, I never insult you. I just told you what I'm going to do. My mother was a strong woman. She said, if you say that again, I get out of the car. I stopped the car. I came close to her ear. I said, Mom, listen to me. 2 more years. Are you listening? 2 more years. I will be a millionaire. Do you want to see? My mother said, no. You drop me. I opened the car. My mother, get down. I bank it. I start the car. My wife said, are you out of your mind? That is your mother. I said, if you want, I drop you also. I drove away. When you have vision, you are like a madman. Some of you claim you have vision. You don't have it. When you have it, nobody talk you out of it. I was like a woman that is pregnant and my mother wanted to commit abortion. I refused. I left her. I drove away. By 24, I broke it by 1 year. I was 24 years when I made my first 1 million naira. That was $1,888,000. I had $2 million before I turned 25. Before I turned 25, the rest is history. Is there still a possibility? There is still a possibility. Hallelujah! I tell you in the name of the Lord that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Church, listen to me one more time. If you obey the law of God, there's nothing impossible for you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. If you can take my word, meditate in it the same way you stay in your YouTube, in your WhatsApp, but meditate in the word of God. Obey the word of God. Then shall you have good success. He qualifies it. Your destiny is not too far away from you and nobody hold it. It is in your hand. Don't claim to be a Christian. And God says, stand up, you sit down. If you say sit down, you stand up. The highest form of obedience is reverence. The highest form of reverence is obedient. The worst form of disregard is disobedient. That is irreverence to God. If you love, Jesus said in St. John chapter 14 verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you get a seed, a mango seed, any seed of any type, if you obey the law of sowing and reaping, our brother just talked about it. If you take that mango, pear, half a seed will not grow. If you break it into two to plant, it will not grow. But if you take the full seed and there is a moisture on the ground and you planted that seed, if you like, pray. If you don't like, don't pray. That seed will grow because you obey the law. Many of you don't know why you are sitting in your seat. You are obeying law. It's gravity that put you in that seat. I've never seen a vision in my life, but I can prophesy to you now. If you climb 4-story building or 5-story building and you jump out of it, I tell you, thus says the Lord, you will die. If you doubt me, try it. Why? Because you violated gravity. Young people, if you are under 25 years, come out here. I want to pray for you now. We have to close. Come out. Run now. There's no time. Come out. Just line up here. Come out. If you are under 25, come out. We are going to pray. the story. Come out wherever you are. There is a possibility. Continue to speak to yourself and say, there is a possibility. Say it with me, there is a possibility. Say it again, there is a possibility. There is a possibility. There is a possibility. I am created for a purpose. The purpose of God in my life can never be defeated. The purpose of God in my life can never be defeated. This world will hear from me. This generation will know I passed through it. God deposited something in me that I'm going to offer my world. Nobody can talk me out of it because God didn't take their permission when he put this thing in me. Let us pray. Pray for everywhere you want to pray. Pray. There is a possibility. Oh God, I come before you, Lord. Oh God, Father, if you ever hear me, this is another opportunity. I am a witness. I am a witness. I am testifying. That same God will do the same thing. There is a possibility. Oh, Father Lord, I pray for these young people. Father, I've introduced them in the way of righteousness to follow this book. This is a book of law. This is not your suggestion. This is our constitution. Every believer, this is our heavenly constitution. You can quote this constitution. While Samson is in prison, there is a new hair growing. Oh God, La Bata, Yeke. Oh God, I pray this afternoon. Oh God, hear me, Lord, on behalf of these people, for this cause, I came here. Oh God, I pray for them, Lord. Oh God, begin to touch them. Father, let vision begin to pop in their eyes. Let vision come in the eyes of these young people. Let them see. Let them see. Oh God, open their eyes that they might see. Oh God, let them grasp of your love, of what you promise over them. Oh God, I pray with all my heart. Hear me today, if you ever hear me. Father, grant this petition. I pray for them, oh God. Let them go back a different person. Let them go back to start their business. Let them go back to run a multinational organization. Let them go back to lead this country. Oh God, I pray. I want to go back and hear a testimony. Down before I come to be with you, I want to hear a testimony from one of these boys. Oh God, save them from their sins. Oh God, give them a new life. Father, give them a transformation. Oh God, begin to create multi-billionaires in these young people. Father, 5 years from today, you give me this revelation of 5 years. I speak on their behalf. I'm saying 5 years from today, the people that know them will not know them again. The glory of God will be all over them. Oh God, let there be a transformation. Grant it. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Young people, listen to me. God is doing something with young people. He has turned his face to young people. If you ever believe me, my generation has failed God. But it's in your generation now. to write this message of the risen Lord Jesus Christ to the resurrection. God is creating a mighty army that they will take devil unaware. The devil will be sleeping. Before he know it, it will be an obstruction. He will not know what happened to him. But listen, because there is a price to pay. A great meeting is not based on the eloquency of the speaker. A great meeting is judged by the action the people that attended the meeting take. When you leave this meeting, what you do from tomorrow or next tomorrow will judge how great this meeting is. Don't leave this hall without writing 5 things you want to accomplish in the next 5 years. Did you hear me? A dream that is not written down is a wish. And God do not operate with a wish. The woman I told you here did not get the answer to her prayer because her husband was dead. She did not get the answer of her prayer because she was a widow. She got the answer of her prayer because she knew she was a citizen of that country. Prayer is not a religious act. Prayer is a petition. It's a legal authority, legal documents. This book is not a religious book. Testament is a legal language. There is Old Testament, there is New Testament. Our relationship with God is not democracy, it's theocracy. Where a king chooses subject, the subject obey their king. The word of the king is their command. You don't have opinion, you don't have subjection. But is not here. All the promises of God are yea and amen unto the glory of God by us. Let this book be your companion. Don't look for this book where you have problem. I love what was said yesterday. Prayer is a deposit to your bank account. When you are praying, you are depositing money. Because when something happens, you may not be in the frame of mind to pray. God, go and pull from your account and answer the prayer. I will share one more testimony with you. Then we go. Why Samson was in prison? Because Samson was created for a purpose. And that's why I'm telling you that the purpose of God in your life can never be defeated. Samson made a mistake and fooled with this Delilah woman. A woman represents a church or a denomination. So she went there, they script all the 7 virtues out of her. First Peter said, if these things be in you and abound, faith to your faith. Faith is a gift of God to you. It's not you that brings faith. That's why I said to your faith, add virtue. You only add in the faith God gives you. Bible said, for by Christ are you saved. Through faith, it is the gift of God. Let nobody boast. I'm not boasting that I have faith better than you, because God already gave you faith. William Branham said, their problem is not that they did not have faith, but they do not know how to use their faith. If we have time, what I had wanted to do today is to teach you how to use your faith and make it work for you. When this woman came to the king, he said, I'm a citizen of this country. I'm not an alien. Avenge me. And nobody could persuade her otherwise. When you know where you are standing with God, then you can pray in confidence. And you will not take no for an answer. Now listen. I work hard all my life. I've created wealth. For some of you who do not know, I am the chairman CEO of Koscharis organization. Okay? We represent, actually, some people thought my business is selling car. They don't know what I'm doing. Anybody that drives car in Nigeria is my customer. It doesn't matter what brand of car you drive. We are pharmaceutical of automobile. You can never drive a car without me shopping your money once in a year. if you don't use my engine oil, you use my masking tape. If you don't use my masking tape, you use my paint. If you don't use my paint, there's something I'm selling that if you own a car, you have to come and account for me once in a year. Motor is something that came in from a few years ago when we got the dealership of BMW. We did it so well. Jaguar appointed us. We did it well. Land Rover appointed us. We did it well. Rolls-Royce appointed us. We did it well. Ford appointed us. We did it well. Renault appointed us. And today we assemble Ford in Nigeria. So when you talk about creating business, I know what it is. With elementary 3 degree, I've served in 2 public quoted banks in Nigeria. When Joseph went to Egypt and told Pharaoh what to do to avoid poverty, Pharaoh knew that that knowledge did not come from the University of Egypt. I am trying to get you to where you will begin to talk and act from University of Above. Things that are not written, the white people, the English people call it intuition. And what does that mean? Untaught knowledge. Something nobody teach you. We call it inspiration in the spiritual realm. They call it intuition. God will drop it in you. Listen now. I made investment in one of the public quoted institutions. And that investment went bad. And my managers were all sympathizing with me. We had a board meeting. In that board meeting, I said, listen to me. When this thing comes upon me, I talk. Whether it is reasonable or unreasonable, I don't care. I said, one day, the minimum I will sell the share of this bank will be 5 naira. They all busted into laughter. Some of you, when people laugh at you, you are depressed. When you laugh at me, that's where my courage comes. Amen! I'm revealing a secret to you. If you want to be successful in life, one of the secrets is that you must be willing to be laughed at. But tell those people that laugh, God, don't let them die. Don't pray for them to die. God, I want them to be alive. Give them another 5 years. Because the thing that pains them more is when you jam a lock in their mouth by what you become. I told them, minimum 5 naira. They laugh. We stop it here. I prayed. If I start giving you testimony of prayer, you may think my story are exaggerated. But let me give you this testimony. I prayed over it and I left it. When you talk about fasting, I am a fasting machine. I'm not saying it for you to feel important. It's not our fasting that God uses. God, if you want to do something, He will do it whether we fast or not. But if God asks us to fast, and Jesus fast, Elijah fast, Moses fast, the apostles fast. You should fast. Don't always say I'm in medication. If you want to know, the devil wanted to cheat me. At the time I have a stomach ulcer. My son-in-law is here. Let him ask his wife. There is a medical doctor. She bought me something. I am in every minute to chew. One day I said, devil, enough of this. You want to break my fasting spirit? If I next year when I'm coming here, I will come with that medication. I kept it as a testimony. I dropped it and went into 40 days fasting. God healed the fasting, and I never go back to that medication again till today in the name of Jesus Christ. But there is still some of it that is left. I was in this fasting. I went to work. By 9 o'clock, my phone rang. A managing director of a bank called me and said, Cosmas, I learned that this share you own is up for sale. I said, yes. He said, how much is it? I never forget. I told him the price is 5 naira. He said, can you sell it 3 naira 50 kobo? I said, no. He said, somebody told me you have already offered it 2 naira, which is true. I said, but I didn't offer you. If you want to buy it, the price is 5 naira. Young people, you know where I'm coming from? It is in this Bible that in the last day, God will transfer the wealth of the Gentiles to His children. Some of you read these things in the Bible, you haven't witnessed it. I'm giving you testimony of wealth transfer. So listen very carefully. That day, the same day, he said, okay, he will call me back. He dropped the phone. By 12 o'clock, another guy called me from one of the financial institutions. He said he learned that this year is up for sale. I said, yes. He said, how much is the price? I said, it's 6 naira. He said, can you sell it to us at 5 naira? I said, no. I know where I'm standing. Something told me in my spirit, the hour is now. The hour, the season is here. The time is ripening. It's like they carry a big stone drop in my heart. It was not moving anymore. By 2 o'clock, that same person that called me before, called me and said, okay, he wants to tell me that he wants to make an appointment to come and see me this evening with his managing director, with their company secretary, and two of their directors. I said, for what? He said, for this year. I said, the price has changed. He said, what am I talking? I said, the current price is 6 naira. But the price may change before evening. So if you like, you buy. He said, no, still leave that one. I'm talking like a small child. He had not even agreed 5 naira, but let's meet. I said, no problem, we will meet. I called my group managing director. I said, I want you to be in my house by 6 o'clock this evening. And I want you to witness what is going to happen. By 6, he was in my house. And the people came. And we started a meeting. Okay, before 6 o'clock, the other guy that called me that I told 6 Naira, called me again. And said, he want to conclude. I said, conclude what? He said, for this year. I said, the price is 7 Naira. I'm not telling you the following day. I'm saying the same day. It's okay, he will talk to me later. While we were in my house having a meeting with these other people, with my group managing director, they said, let's conclude. We need to finish so we can sign the agreement. So I said, what are we concluding? They said the price of the share. I said, the price has changed. The man said, what? I said, the price now is 7 Naira. If you want to buy, you pay 7 Naira. He said, I'm talking like a small child, that I told them 5 Naira, I didn't agree. I said 6 Naira. He hadn't said anything. Now I'm saying 7 Naira. I said, well, that is the price. As we are talking, the other person called me. When the angel of God go to work on your behalf, you don't have to do anything. He will work. Hallelujah. I never called any of them. As we were discussing that day, that person called me, say he is on his way to my house now with his managing director. I said, for what? He said, to conclude about this year. I put the phone in conference so that other people will be hearing. I said, I'm sorry. I never mentioned to you, but there's no need for you to come. There are people already in my house. I'm saying it for the first time to you. And I'm concluding to sell these shares to them unless they are not willing to buy. But if they agree, I will sell it to them. Please don't come. He paused for 1 minute and said, can I ask you a question? I said, please ask. He said, are you so wealthy? I said, what does that mean? He said, 1 billion naira did not mean anything to you. I said, please explain. He said, I will pay 8 naira. I put the phone off. The people say, let us conclude. I said, conclude what? The price has changed. Hallelujah. Not the second day, not the third day, not the fourth day, the same day. I said, the price has changed. He said, what? No, what is it? I said, that's the thing. The price has changed. If you want this year, you have to pay 8 naira. They said they want to go and have a meeting. Me and my man, I went with my managing director. He said, oh, God, stop this nonsense now. Stop this thing. How are you sure these people are serious? If these people are serious, let us collect money. I said, shh. I am the driver in this car. You are the conductor. I wanted you to witness what is happening. We came back. They said, okay, you know, this thing I'm doing, they are so tired of it, but they want to finish this thing. They will meet me halfway, and that they will pay me 750 kobo. I said, no problem. I'm very grateful. I said, because you called me in the morning, I didn't call you, and we've been talking till now. Let me sell this share to the person that offered it 8 naira. Once I collect money, I will write you a check of 250 million naira. That will be your gift for calling me this morning. I'm also meeting you halfway. Talk about negotiation power. When you are a Christian and the angel of God is at work, you can talk with confidence. They say we have to sign agreement that night. They started writing agreement till 1 a.m. At the time, they said, okay, we will give you 50% cash. We will transfer our share. I said, no share transfer. If you want to buy my share, you pay cash. No share transfer. If you don't want it, leave it. This is share I have offered somebody 2 naira on my honor. I'm standing behind the pulpit. They concluded, we signed an agreement that they will pay 8 naira for the total unit of share. I was on 40 days fast, but I was on 38 day that day. The following day, I left that place. I went back to my village. About 8 o'clock in the night, my managing director called me and said, guess what? I said, what it is? He said, I told you that these people are not serious. I said, it doesn't mean anything. All I told you is that I will sell this year minimum 5. I will not sell it minimum more than 5 naira. So don't bother yourself. I wasn't panicking. I wasn't more excited. I wasn't anything. Because there is an assurance in me. He said, can I understand who you are? I said, I'm Cosmas Madaka. What's the big deal? My name is Cosmas Madaka. He said, oh, guy, say, I want to know you. I said, you haven't known me all these years that I've been working with you. He said, these people paid. They paid. I collected draft of 14 billion naira. 14 billion in one day. What do I do with it? I said, go and ask Jimovia how much am I owing him. Pay him. Tell him to give you all that paper he called Coretala. Correct all of them. Go to Access Bank. Pay them. Go to Guarantee Trust. I went to all the bank I was paying. I paid them off. Somebody said, okay, reinvest again in share. I said, no. Let this one settle first of all. All my life, I had prayed and I told God I want to be in business and I didn't want to come to a place where I will have need for money for a legitimate business and I do not have it. How much faith can you have? Your faith is limited to where your heart can reach. God has no limit for you. William Branham, the greatest evangelist of this age, said, don't ask God for small things. Ask him for big things. One of the prayers I pray is that I will be financially sufficient. In 2008, I became financially sufficient. All the banks in Nigeria today lend me money without collateral. When you go, they ask you, bring your grandfather, bring your mother, bring your junior brother. I mean Standard Chartered, I mean Guaranteed Trust, I mean call it any and them. When you are cautious, I tell you, I don't pledge to anybody and I will not pledge to you. So this year, I set my Japanese office. There's nothing I want to do, any business I can. Why I'm telling you this, we are still going to pray one more prayer. And you are going to put your hand in your head because there is a seed God planted in you. You need to tell God, let that your brain seed come alive now. There is a seed in you. You have 5 billion cells in your brain. Science says you have not used 10% of it. But I want you to shift today to see if you can move to 12% of it. You will be extraordinary. Begin to pray and say, once more, Lord. Oh, God. I pray for these young people. There is a possibility today. Why Samson is in prison? A small hair start growing. Oh, Father, I've testified of your goodness. goodness. That what you can do and what you did. You took a beggar and make him a king. You took me from nothing. A boy who do not know his ABCD. And you made me a king. Oh God, there is a possibility. There is a possibility. Let this brain child come alive. Open our brain. Open our mind. Oh God, let us begin to see. Put knowledge that the world cannot give. Oh God, where is my brain child? Where is my brain child? I need my brain child. You promise in your word, there will not be a barren man. There will not be a barren woman. I cannot be barren. I cannot be spiritually barren. I cannot be naturally barren. Oh God, where is my brain child? Let it come. Let it come. Oh God, I call it to sin. I'm calling it on the sin. Let that brain child begin to talk. Let it begin to come out. Oh God, I pray like I never prayed before. Oh, oh, oh God. Oh God, let that brain child come forth. Oh God, let these people become themselves. Lord, let that gift, let that potential, what they are capable of being, that has not become a reality, let it begin to manifest. Oh God, in their generation. Father, I pray. Hear me, oh God, if you ever hear me. Hear me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Go back to your seat. You've given the recipe. If you follow this and you fail in 5 years, come and claim on me. I'll pay you back whatever you invested in this. God bless you. You don't know how important this meeting is for me. For some of you, it's a picnic. It's not a picnic for me. I left Zimbabwe on the 26th to come back here. I was to meet the president of Zimbabwe today. I told him I have a group of young people that I'm going to talk to. You are people I'm going to share internal life with. You meant so much to me. I am investing in this kingdom of God. And I am old man now. So I'm transferring my dreams of what you can be. To be a fertilizer to your generation. 5 years from today. 5 years from today. Your life will never be the same. This generation will hear about you. Nigeria will read your story. You will move with kings. You will be princes of this life. They will look for you. They will be happy to associate with you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.